This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baby, we are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. It's myself, the guy who's been with me for quite some time now, Alec Medford, and Mike Bacsik is back, too.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Mike Bacsik. Alec, do you have any Italian for Mike? As I know you were studying very vigorously through while he was out.
Oh, yes, I definitely was, but I've slept since then. He's going to have to teach me.
Smart. Good. Sleeping is a good thing. Mike, are you happy to be back in America? Like, is that
yeah? I missed my kids a lot. I do miss Dallas, Fort Worth. I did get back in traffic immediately, and it's a different looking place. Obviously, here is, I don't know, maybe there's no new builds in Rome or in Italy. Like, they're not building anything. There's no
they
cranes.
They renovate stuff.
Yeah,
that's
they renovate. It's very interesting, but. Obviously, coming back to just the disappointment of the Cowboys losing 47-9 just crushed my heart. And just it's interesting listening to the calls that came in on Sean and RJ is that I think, and it's going to be a very small percentage, more people are following my lead of like, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He's not changing.
Yeah.
Jerry's not changing. Now, we know the only way that he'll change, and that will be that, I hate saying this, I'm going to die. Someday I'm going to die.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody listening's going to die. So this is not a shot at Jerry that he's going to die. The day that he passes away, to make it nicer, I guess, but he's going to die just like I'm going to die. That could mean change. But I think the scary part is Steven has a lot of say and it doesn't look like he's much different at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I get that they're different personalities. Chris Arnold would definitely disagree with
Steven
that.
Steven feels more like, don't mess this up.
Yeah.
While Jerry's still in charge, I don't want to mess anything up. Whereas it felt like early on in Jerry's career, he was a gambler, a risk taker. He would make some moves. And maybe there was a lot of that with it. And he's tried things. It seems like Steven's like, no, we have this path that we can work with.
Yeah, people get offended when I say when Jerry dies. Well, he is going to die. Yeah. I don't know if he's dying tomorrow or dying 40 years from now. Nobody knows that. I guess somebody does.
Somebody. There's somebody.
But I just think that's where I'm at. Like, I've now been there for a couple years now. I'm like, I don't root for this team anymore. They don't affect me emotionally. And it sounded like the phone calls today made it sound like more people want to. It is tough to do, but it sounds like a very small percentage of Cowboy fans want to quit the Cowboys.
From the 214, wrong. Me and Jerry are doing cryo. We ain't going nowhere. So that's always an option, as we heard about with Ted Williams. All right, so let's throw this out there real quick. Let's go to cut 40 here just to kind of establish this. 877-881-1053. The question right now is, what's wrong with Jerry? What is the truth? What is really wrong? Why did he snap like that today? Let's hear what Jerry Jones had to say to the boys.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay. I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
why.
Y'all
get a job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Okay. I don't know exactly what that means, like what he feels that's going to change there. But the part of, I think he's tired of hearing hearing the questions he was asked in the offseason where he said, where he was like, look, we're not making these moves because we have money tab for Dak Prescott. And CeeDee Lamb, he brought that up multiple times in the interview too.
Right.
Highest paid quarterback, highest paid CeeDee Lamb. And he's admitting that they have they did that and they're going to have to take a little bit of a hit somewhere else for it. He's said that multiple times, but he doesn't want to point out that, hey, look, we did fail. We did. Right now, it looks like we failed at getting the pieces in place to make this a successful season, to make us as competitive as we were last year. And he's saying we paid those guys. That wasn't enough. Jerry, that wasn't enough to give you a new advantage on this season. Now you're having to build up and you just got your butts whooped and now everybody's mad about it because you didn't do enough in the offseason. So that's where I think Jerry has a complete disconnect with what everybody else's anger is really about.
You know,
those questions that Sean and Bobby were asking and RJ as well, those questions he's answered over and over. He's answered to his failure, and I think he's just tired of it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I agree with everything you said. I'm looking at YouTube right now, and thanks to, we have over 1,000 people right now on YouTube watching, is they're saying, well, he's mad that he signed Dak. He won't say it, but he's mad at that. No, he's not. Now, I asked this question back to you, Corey, and also to YouTube and to the listeners right now and to Twitch and everybody is, I thought of this yesterday as I was getting back and seeing that everybody's really mad that they lost 47-9 is, what's the toughest decision Jerry has made in the last decade? Like, what has been his tough decisions? Because when he's getting mad at Sean and RJ, like, you want me to go to your little peasant town down on the mountain? You know, I'm on top of the mountain. You're down there. You want me to talk to you peasants, the radio personalities, the listeners right now, you know, that probably are, like, at best buying tickets in the upper deck? That's pretty much what he's saying. Like, hey, you peasants, you know, like, I don't have to do this. I can go to DallasCowboys.com. I do pay those people,
mm-hmm.
and they will ask. I can write them the questions. They'll just ask me the questions that way. Not, I do like those guys. Nothing against those guys. But, I mean, he could do that if he wanted to. He could just use his own platform and do the interviews, and it would just be, hey, Jerry, you just tell us what you want to say right here, and we move on and move forward. But in the last decade,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The tough decision he's made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he let Zeke go? Oh, he let Jason Witten retire? Oh, he paid Tony Romo to retire? Like, what's the toughest decision I think he made in the last decade was he had to let go of his adopted son, Jason Garrett, as the head coach. That's like probably for him, his toughest decision he's made in the last decade when it comes to football decisions, excluding LA Rams and stuff like that.
the first three answers that came in, Mike, on your question that you just asked. Yeah. What's the toughest decision in the last decade or so that Jerry's had to make? First one, cutting DeMarcus Ware loose. Second one, toughest was moving on from Garrett. Third one, Romo and Dak decision was the toughest one he's had to make.
I agree with those.
Those three are tough. I think the Jason Garrett one stands out for me the most.
And probably in the last decade. I don't know if Ware fits in there because didn't. I mean, but we can expand it to the last 11, 12 years. Yeah. But I don't. He doesn't make tough decisions. He doesn't make tough decisions.
And you know the thing about that is.
He makes the easiest decisions you can make doing the job.
This is the frustrating part because of what you just said. Doing the job. The job that he does is he owns a football team.
Yeah.
But he also decided, I'm going to be the guy that obsesses over the team so much so that I have to make the difficult decisions to make it better. Right. And if I don't, I'm going to lose my job. And he doesn't have that. There's a different hunger, and everybody out there knows right now. We're all fighting for our lives out there. Everybody knows that if you have a boss that's about to come down on you for not winning or doing your job correctly or not doing it effectively enough, that changes the way you approach it. It makes you more hungry. Jerry, while he might be hungry for more, he said, I want a bigger boat. Hey, while he might be hungry for more, it's not the same type of hunger that a GM who is fearing his job is going to make. And whenever you go into the offseason, okay, let's think about this for a second. Chris Young went into this offseason and was like, I got to figure something out budget-wise, right? Like, my budget looks like it's going to be different. And they didn't sign anybody. What happened? They failed.
Right.
They were bad. They weren't as good this year. They stayed the same as a team, and they thought, hey, we were a championship team. We should be able to compete again next year.
Right.
Didn't re-sign. Let's say it was Montgomery was the difference. I don't know.
You're right.
So their record goes down. Now this offseason, owner's like, I don't want to do that again. Let's try and make some other decisions here. Let's try and figure something else out. Now Chris Young has to go back and go work Tetris to figure out how to make this a new season for the Rangers. That's missing with the Cowboys. They go back and they look at it and they're like, we still have plenty of time. We still have plenty of time. Yeah. Nobody's coming down on us. Nobody's hurting us. The league can't affect us. We're untouchable.
And I know a lot of people listening right now are Cowboy fans, and they're not Texas Ranger fans, or they're not Dallas Maverick fans, or they're not Dallas Stars fans. And I get a lot of you are too. But there's quite a few people right now I can see on YouTube that are listening that are Cowboy fans from around the country that wouldn't be Dallas Fort Worth fans. And I totally get, thank you for listening. But when I look at the Texas Rangers and I look at what Ray Davis ended up doing. Now, Ray Davis does not speak to the media much at all. He lets John Daniels, Nolan Ryan, then just John Daniels, and now Chris Young speak to the media. They're going to be the mouthpiece of the Texas Rangers. He's not going to be that person, which you can like that or dislike that. You can like that Jerry comes on and talks all the time after games and in between games, or not like it. He doesn't care. He doesn't really care about you. Now, when I go to this, Ray Davis looked at John Daniels' plan from about 2017. I'm letting you a little bit inside the Texas Rangers here. And the plan was, we're going to rebuild. After 15 and 16, you had the best record in the American League, and it didn't work out. You got swept in the playoffs. There was a somewhat retool, rebuild type of plan that was kind of 2020, 2021. This is all going to work out. I'm looking at my farm system. It's not good at the upper levels, but I really love it at the lower levels. It didn't work out. So Ray Davis, as the owner of the Rangers, said, screw it. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't agree with it. I was public here. I did not agree with the plan. But Ray Davis said, I'm tired of losing. And I get that Jerry isn't really losing. He's making a ton of money, and he's made the playoffs the last 3 years. So there is a difference. But he said, I'm tired of this. This didn't work out. Your plan in 2017 of a 2021 kind of, we're going to be there, it didn't work out. So he decided, I'm going to spend money. I'm going to go crazy a little bit, like on spending money. I'm going to give Corey Seager this huge contract, Marcus Semien a really big contract, John Gray a big contract. I'm going to try things differently. And I thought, this is not going to work out. This is not the way to do it, to just spend. It doesn't work out. It worked out, and I couldn't believe it. But in year two, it worked out to a championship. And they spent more money, right, after that. Then they got Nathan Eovaldi. They got Jacob deGrom. He just said, screw it. For 2 years, he said, screw it. I'm going to try to buy this thing. And I get, yes, there's no cap, but there kind of is. There's more to go into it, and I won't go into it. But you look at it, and I will say this. Do you see the change that Ray Davis was able to make as an owner of a team? Tell me the change.
By getting an aggressive GM to go be aggressive. Go be a dog.
The major change Jerry has made in his life. In 89, he only knew that winning would change things because I went to the games for free, Cowboy fans that are too young. There was 20,000 to 30,000 empty seats at Texas Stadium every game in the late 80s. Every game. It was only half full.
Fans will pay for a winner. They'll pay for a winner.
And so that's all he knew was I have to change it to a winner because this losing is there, nobody's showing up. Quickly, Jimmy changed it into a winner. Then they broke up, and then things started, you know, going in a bad direction. Then he needed a new stadium, so he hired Bill Parcells. That didn't work out very long. It did work out, but not very long. And then Jerry's been Jerry this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't make tough decisions. And I don't know what would make him make a tough decision the rest of his life.
I will add this. I hope that he's as contentious with the coaches, as contentious with players that he talks to, as he was with Sean and RJ this morning. That whole line about, hey, I'll go to somebody else. I hope players are feeling that too. I hope they're in that place. I commend Sean and Bobby and RJ for keeping their cool this morning. A lot of times it's tough. You could take that personal in that moment. Hey, man, I'm glad that these dudes are on our station. They're badasses. I appreciate what they do every single morning. They hop up and take a crappy morning shift every day and have to do that and not be grumpy, but they are. But it was awesome stuff this morning, but I hope that Jerry Jones is contentious with everybody else that's executing something on the field or failing to execute it right now. Coming up,
got a text, by the way. It said, did Jerry fire the fan?
No, not yet.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.